iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the very best auto retailers from across Southern California. When it's time for you to buy or even just kick the tires on the idea of buying, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers. iDriveSoCal.com, click on dealers, and get connected. Now, on with the podcast.
Formula One race. She claims that she was told to waive it. I don't know if that's been verified or not. Luckily, it didn't change the results.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. Tom Smith here with our good buddy, pal, chum, amigo, the professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, hey. So this podcast is about a headline that I read just a day or so ago. And I think I'm going to paraphrase. Supermodel ends.
Winnie Harlow.
I'm sorry?
Winnie Harlow.
Ends. Was it a formula race?
Formula One race.
Supermodel ends race early with checkered flag mishap?
Yes.
Let's just fill in the blanks on that one. One lap early.
On the 16th.
Beautiful supermodel has a checkered flag in her hand. Probably thousands, tens of thousands of people in the stands, hundreds of thousands or millions of people watching on television.
Yes.
Recorded for all posterity.
Yes.
Beautiful supermodel. Camera zooms in on her. She gets flustered and waves the checkered flag early.
Well, from what I read, she claims that she was told to wave it.
She was told to wave it.
Yeah.
Okay. This sounds like, was it Warren Beatty? And who was it, Warren Beatty and somebody else that announced the wrong Oscar a couple years back?
I know what you're talking about. Was that Warren Beatty? I don't remember
I think it was. Who watches that show anyway? sorry, Academy. I know we're in Los Angeles, but you know, hey. So Winnie Harlow, and where did this happen? It was a formula race, but was it in the States?
In Canada.
Oh, it was in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's only one Formula One race in the US currently, and that's in Austin, Texas at the Circuit of Americas.
Well, there you go.
That will take place later in the year in October.
Learn something from the professor every day. So it was a Canadian race formula. Is it the only formula race in Canada each year?
Good question. I don't know. I assume there's only one because since they have races all over the world.
Okay.
I don't know if there's another track in Canada.
Okay. So it was in Canada. Supermodel hails from where?
I believe she's Canadian as well.
Canadian as well?
Yes.
Okay. So the story goes she waved the checkered flag early, but it wasn't.
Yeah, on the 69th
she wasn't trying
lap.
To swat a fly.
Yeah. No.
Right?
No.
Definitely? Not it wasn't a bee buzzing by or anything?
Definitely not.
No.
Yeah.
She wasn't out late the night before and kind of still seeing some stuff from the rave or anything?
Nope.
Sorry, I'm sure you're not a raver and not a late nighter. That wasn't appropriate. I'm sorry, Winnie. So the story goes she was actually instructed to wave the checkered flag early.
That's what she's claiming.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's been verified or not.
So no one's corroborating her story?
I haven't read anything that states that.
Okay. So that's what she's claiming.
Yes. That's what she's saying.
So, I mean, formula is a pretty big race, right?
It's a huge race.
So we're talking about millions and millions of dollars spinning around the track, maybe tens of millions or maybe over $100 million spinning around the track?
Could be easily.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So this little mishap.
Yes.
Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. Luckily, it didn't change the results. Sebastian Vettel still won.
Okay. So Sebastian who?
Sebastian Vettel.
Vettel.
Yeah.
With a V?
Yes, with a V. He's a German race car driver for Ferrari.
Okay. V as in Victor.
Yes, V-E-T-T-E-L.
Okay. So, and the professor and I were talking about this before we started recording, and what I don't really get, I mean, I get it. It's the only fair way to resolve this issue, I think. I mean, and that is basically in this situation, the flag came down early.
Yes.
So the way that they ended the race was actually on the previous lap.
Yeah, they take the results from the previous lap, from lap 68. I was a little confused at first. Then I read it again. And yes, there's rules in Formula One, which states that if the flag is waved,
if the beautiful supermodel drops the flag early, yeah, because she
not
was
just
told
a supermodel,
to.
It could be anyone.
Right, whatever. You know what? I read the headline and I was just like, I literally forwarded the headline to the professor. I'm like, dude, read up on this. Let's talk about it because this just sounds ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, like, welcome to the world of sports. Okay, yeah. What now? Yeah, so...
Or look what happened to game one of the NBA finals.
What was that? I don't even know. Weren't we doing a podcast? No. I was in Chicago for game one. Oh, I was watching in my hotel room.
You did see the game?
I didn't tune in. I got an 8-month-old. I sleep like, yeah, I'm on the couch for 2 seconds, okay, and the baby's not crying. I fall asleep.
Well, that's a whole nother podcast in itself.
Okay. Well, listening at home or in the car or in the plane or on the treadmill, you know what happened game one of the NBA finals. Yeah. I don't, even though I was watching it. So the rules, they did have some stipulation that this literally fell into.
Yeah.
So the rules stated that the race ends a lap before the mishap.
Yes.
And it just so happens that, I mean, obviously the race was almost ending anyway, right?
Yes.
Because otherwise, why would the supermodel be in the flag waving podium with flag in hand?
Yes.
So she accidentally, how many laps was it supposed to go?
It's a total of 70 laps.
70.
So she waved it lap 69.
She waved it lap 69. So the ruling is, we end the race on lap 68.
Correct.
But so therein lies the rub on that situation is, hey, if I'm running second, third, fourth,
yeah,
within striking distance of Sebastian,
correct,
I'm planning on passing him in, XYZ situation, yeah, in the next few laps, because I know I have a couple more laps to do, yeah, this. But that plan gets pulled out from underneath me because,
yes,
supermodel Winnie is trying to swat a fly with the checkered flag.
Yeah.
Sorry, Winnie. I know you're not trying to swat a fly. I'm sure you were really told to do it early because it's a really common occurrence. Actually, I say that it's a common occurrence, obviously in jest and to needle the situation a little bit more, but they do have a stipulation in the rules for it. So, yeah. Hey, in her defense.
Yeah.
It still is funny, though.
It is. Yeah. I would think they would have, like, big screens where it does a countdown. Lap 16.
Right? I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going.
Shouldn't there be someone standing next to her telling her?
Yeah. Well, obviously that someone next to her was telling her to do it. Or at least so she's claiming on social media.
Yeah.
What? And by the way, I'm not quite sure what qualifies someone to be a supermodel anyway, but is she like Victoria's Secret? Is she whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
The media called her a supermodel, so
yeah,
she's a supermodel.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
apparently she's pretty well known.
I call Southern California the automotive capital of the world, so
yeah,
it is.
It is.
But you and I have had that conversation.
Oh, it definitely is known as the automotive capital of the world.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And we've talked about this before, yes, but not on mic. So why do you think Southern California is called the automotive capital of the world?
Well, I'll get
not called. How do you think it's justified to call it that?
Well, this is where most of the major automotive manufacturers have design studios.
And most people don't know that. That's, yeah, why I wanted to get that, yeah, out of you.
Nissan in La Jolla, mm-hmm, Audi has a design studio out in the Conejo Valley. General Motors has one in Van Nuys. Toyota has one in Newport Beach. And the premier school for automotive designers is in Pasadena, the Art Center College of Design. And not only that, it's one of the top art schools in the nation.
Okay. Mm. And
there's probably more car shows here in Southern California than anywhere else.
Which
I can't imagine that there being more car shows.
Right.
Not only in the U.S., but anywhere else in the world.
We have the weather for it. We have the cars for it. We have the traffic for it. And actually, that's, you know, I drive SoCal. The seed of what it's become really started from me sitting in traffic, in mind-numbing traffic, just literally wanting to blow my brains out. Usually on some kind of commute to a job or appointment that I wasn't wanting to be at. Mm. So that's how it came about, was really traffic. And then obviously a company called NREX, which actually, I don't know, probably don't know this, but NREX, I-N-R-I-X, I believe, is owned by Porsche. Mm. And it is a automotive and traffic data company. And for the last, I think, 6 years, Los Angeles, and they measure traffic by many metrics.
Yeah.
By many metrics. But the last 6 years, I think the longest time spent in traffic congestion is here in Southern California. But so you're saying that it's okay, and boy, are we off topic here. We were talking about a supermodel dropping a checkered flag early for a Formula One race. But so the design, the traffic, what else qualifies Southern California as the automotive capital of the United States?
Well, as I mentioned, the design studios.
Yep.
Another thing I wanted to mention, the car museums. We've got about 10 car museums here in Southern California.
Okay.
And I would say three of them are considered the world's best.
Now, I've done
if
podcasts.
You look at
with
the list of the best car museums.
And Peterson's one of them.
Peterson,
right?
The Mullen Automotive Museum in Oxnard, which is only open about 2 days a week to the general public.
Okay.
Fabulous car museum.
That's taking notes on this, folks, because I don't, we haven't done podcasts with all of these. So yeah. Mullen and Oxnard, what else?
And then the Nethercutt collection. And I believe
I've reached out to them twice. Hey, Nethercutt folks, can I please get a holler back?
Yeah, they've won Best of Show more than any other private collector.
Best. Oh, okay.
At Pebble Beach.
So
which is the most prestigious car show.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. But that is a fantastic car museum, and it's open to the public for free. There's absolutely no charge, no admission charge, no, and parking is free as well. It's by reservation only for the original building.
Okay.
But that's only Fridays and Saturdays, I believe.
So that's three of them. Another one that I've done, I've done podcasts with Bo Marconi down at
Marconi
Automotive Museum.
In Tustin.
Tustin.
Great place for events.
Yeah, great place for events. Hey, Bo, how you doing? Hope everything's great. Looking forward to doing another podcast as your fight night gets coming closer. And also I've done a Automobile Driving Museum. That's a lot of fun.
Which is really cool because you actually get to ride in the car.
That's the thing.
Every Sunday they bring out three different classic cars. I don't know of any other museum where they will allow visitors to ride in their cars.
And I know they have a waiting list to become, I believe they call it a docent. Mm. But they are the trained individuals to take their vehicles on the drives. And I'm surprised that you haven't applied to be a docent. I could totally see, maybe that's a later in life thing
yes,
for you.
Yes.
When you have, a few generations of associate professors.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Let's do this.
So there's literally car museums all over Southern California.
Right.
We talked about something in Ventura County, in North San Fernando Valley.
There's an NHRA one.
Yeah, so you've got one in Pomona, the NHRA Motorsports Museum. There's a private collection in Duarte as well.
All right. Let's do this. So we're going to do another whole podcast. Next time we get together, we're going to do another whole podcast just talking about the various automotive museums.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
But we've slid so far off topic on this one. Let's get back to the what else in your estimation, or maybe we've come to a conclusion, makes Southern California the automotive capital of the United States. And I would then argue the next step, the automotive capital of the world.
I would say you see more sports cars, luxury cars here than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Pretty much everywhere you drive, whether you live in the valley like I do, or you're on the West Side or downtown or the South Bay or Orange County.
Yeah.
And where else do you see as many
people living in a $2,000 apartment, driving a $4,000 monthly payment car?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you see more Mercedes, more BMWs, more Audis, more Lexus than anywhere else.
Hands down. Yes. Hands. I mean, I haven't been everywhere, but I know coming from Chicago, it's like you see a Mercedes or a BMW. It's like, hey, Mercedes or BMW. Here, it's like,
yeah,
every block.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, for Compton.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere. Okay, so back to the checkered flag. Winnie Harlow is her name.
Yes.
All right. All's well that ends well, I guess. Your boy won the race.
Sebastian Vettel won.
They had a stipulation in the rule book for just such an occurrence, and Winnie's claiming wardrobe malfunction.
Yes.
So.
Another way to put it.
Oh, all in good fun. All in good fun.
Yes.
All right, Professor, that was a good one. Thank you so much, as always. Love our chats, and we'll do it again. For iDrive SoCal, thank you for listening. Hey there. Still wanting more iDrive SoCal content? Just go to iDriveSoCal.com. From there, you can subscribe to our podcast and newsletter. And you can connect with one of our awesome car dealer partners to get yourself a sweet new high-tech wonder on wheels. And oh yeah, we always want to hear from you. So please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Or if you're not a big social media-ite, you can email us suggestions for stories, people, places, or events you think we should cover. Here's the address, media@idrivesocal.com. That's media, M-E-D-I-A, at, the letter I, drive, D-R-I-V-E, SoCal, S-O-C-A-L.com. media@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and definitely reach out with whatever's on your mind.